corporate tariffs if President Trump follows through on 50% tariffs over Brazil's criminal trial against Trump ally Jair Bolsonaro. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents approves a tuition increase. The roughly 5% increase amounts to $500 or less per campus for in-state undergraduates and starts this fall. It comes after the state budget deal included a $256 million increase in funding for the UW system. March trial dates have been set in a Douglas County homicide. 31-year-old Aaron Donald Johnson is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and related counts in the October 2024 shooting death of 41-year-old Derek Walczak of Duluth. The victim's body was found in a garage in Superior. Flags fly at half-staff across the state today in honor of Milwaukee Police Officer Kendall Corder. Corder was responding to a shots fired call in Milwaukee when he was shot and killed. Governor Tony Evers previously ordered flags to half-staff immediately following Corder's death until July 1st.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms, some locally heavy rain. Our low 68 tomorrow. Scattered showers, thundershowers early, clearing in the afternoon with a high right around 82. Does your potty need a remodel? Get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower. Call today 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:02 on Friday morning. We're going to let the shenanigans begin shortly. We're looking forward to having a little fun. Yeah, we're going to talk about this husband who I think maybe is going to be in a little bit of hot water. We'll see what Emily's take is on that. Here is Billy Idol, White Wedding on Max FM.
Superman, hey little sister, who's the one you want? Hey little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your vice wish? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow! Wedding. It's a nice
nothing safe in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world.
It's all fun and games
till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits
99.7
Max FM.
And welcome to the show.
So what are we doing today?
A lot of drinking.
It's National Mojito Day.
So you can't make a mojito.
Mojito? Mojito? Of course I can make a mojito.
Mojito.
It is your mojito.
It is National Mojito Day.
It's National Mojito Day.
One mojito coming up, gentlemen.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
It's showtime, baby.
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:10 on Friday morning. Yes, it's National Mojito Day, and no, I'm not celebrating, unfortunately. I was kind of laughing when I saw what it was today, but It's all good. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. This morning, we're looking at a little bit of patchy fog in the Max FM listening area. It will be cloudy, and then we're looking at shower and thunderstorm chances this afternoon, and so we're keeping tabs on that with a high of 80 degrees. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue with the low of 68. Tomorrow morning, shower and thunderstorm chances turning partly sunny in the afternoon with a high of 82. Sunday, sunny with a high of 83, currently 67 degrees and foggy outside the Max FM studios this morning. We hope that everyone's having a great morning so far. The Sauk County Fair continues today. We'll talk about that in just a moment. I do want to remind everyone that we do have our big deal today over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. Shop locally and save big. We have half off a $100 rental certificate to DNS Party Tent Rentals. Today, that certificate is just $50. DNS Party Tent Rentals is a family-run business outside of Wisconsin Dells. They have tents, chairs, tables, dance floors, staging, lighting, linens, and more. This $100 certificate is towards tent, table, chair, or other decor rental. Today, only $50 over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. We want to give you that extra savings this morning. And that's going through today, 11:59. Need to make sure you check out with that in your cart before midnight to take advantage of this limited time offer. When these offers expire, I can't get the discounts back for you until we see them next time. So again, shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now, this story is kind of interesting, and I'm thinking I would be in trouble for this. I was kind of joking about this morning, Emily, with Wendy as I was reading through it. All right, Emily, you there with us? We are having a little bit of technical difficulty this morning, so we will get Emily in as soon as possible. Can you hear us now, Emily? Oh, boy, we're having all sorts of fun. You know, it's Friday shenanigans, and that seems to be what happens sometimes on Friday mornings. And we always are like, okay, gremlins, and that's the fun part of technology. So just sending a quick message to Emily as we're working on getting her into. She's messaging. All right, I'm going to go on with our story because this story is something that's kind of funny. How many foot rubs would your husband have to give you to make up for this? Maybe more than 500? A guy in France is in the news after he went on a road trip with his wife, forgot her at a gas station along the way, and didn't realize it for nearly 200 miles. So yeah, left his wife at a gas station and did not realize it for nearly 200 miles. I'm thinking this guy is going to be in some major hot water. Now, they haven't released his name yet, but he's 62 years old and his wife is 60. Their 22-year-old daughter was also with them, but was asleep in the back seat. They left Paris for Morocco last Friday night to beat traffic. It is a long drive, about 27 hours. They made several stops during the first leg. He pulled into a gas station around 4:30 in the morning, apparently to fuel up. Then he left without her and didn't realize it for 186 miles. I'm trying to figure out there's more to this story. It's not clear if she'd been sleeping in the back or what. Maybe she got out and he didn't realize it. But he called the officers at 8:30 in the morning to report it. He couldn't remember which gas station he stopped at or even the city it was in, and his daughter was sleeping during the stop. So guess what? She wasn't any help. But officers eventually found the wife by tracking her cell phone. No word on why she couldn't just use her phone to call him, but it turned out she'd been sitting there for 4 hours waiting for him to come back. Officers thought there was a chance he left her there on purpose, but decided it was an honest mistake. So he's not in any legal trouble, but, you know, that's the least of his worries. He's just in trouble with the wife. He swung back, picked her up, and they continued on their vacation. So, yes, we're talking about this husband who forgot his wife at a gas station and did not realize it for 200 miles. You would think it would be kind of quiet in that car. He'd be like, hey, where's my wife? I'm thinking he'd be in a little bit of hot water. What if Rob left you behind at a gas station, Emily, and didn't notice for 200 miles, would he be in trouble with you? Okay, we're still working on getting Emily connected here this morning because I really was hoping to ask her that question. Now, in our household, I do a lot of the, or don't do a lot of the driving. Wendy does do a lot of the driving, and so that is one part of it. Is so I would think we would notice each other, and I don't sleep in the vehicle either. That's the other part of it. I generally don't sleep in the car, and so I would probably notice if I was left behind or she was left behind. I want you to text me your thoughts. 608-355-9970, or you can text me the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles, tap on 99.7 Max FM, and text in my thoughts of what would you do if your spouse or significant other left you behind on a trip. Also, the thing I'm curious about, has this ever happened to you? I've read other stories of some similar situations happening, and I'm just, this is not a huge surprise. I remember a story I thought earlier this year of something similar happening as well. All texters will remain anonymous. Let me know your thoughts on the husband leaving his wife behind. Didn't notice for 200 miles. Has it ever happened to you? And let me know your thoughts on this story, because this is crazy. Now, I would think he would notice that she wasn't there with him, and maybe she was sleeping in the back. That's a part we don't know, and so maybe he just thought she was sound asleep in the back with the daughter. But I am intrigued by this story of the husband leaving his wife behind and not noticing it for 200 miles. I just can't believe it. That would just be one of those things that is very odd to happen. You would think it'd be quiet in the car. There's just so many odd parts to it. And the other part that I find odd is why she didn't call him. You know, that's the other part that I found interesting. And so, yeah, that is the part that is... I'm just going to quick message Emily something. Yeah, and so... Yeah, it's fun. Typing and trying to talk with one hand at the same time is the funny part of with having one hand. So, all right. So we did have someone text in. I might be left behind on the way home from vacation. It would not be an accident. I'm not going to say which one of our listeners texted that in. So, yeah. And I know this person very well. I would agree with her. I could see that happening. It would not be an accident, but I'm thinking he would be in hot water as well, and I don't think he would want to be in that hot water. So again, text me and let me know. Have you ever been left behind by your significant other on a trip? Because this seems interesting to me. And what are your thoughts on the whole story here? Would the husband, should he have noticed it? Does it seem a little odd? And the fact she didn't call him was also odd, but it says it was not on purpose. So I don't know. This story is intriguing me so much this morning that I'm intrigued by it. And Wendy and I were kind of chuckling about it earlier this morning as we were looking at this one. I mean, so again, guy in France headed on a road trip with his wife last week, and he stopped at a gas station along the way. Forgot his wife at the gas station, drove nearly 200 miles without realizing it. So text me and let me know your thoughts on that. 608-355-9970. Has this ever happened to you? And would the person driving be in trouble with you? And it just, again, there's a few suspect things here. She never called him. He never noticed it. He did go back and get her. It sounds like it was an honest mistake, but oh my goodness. Can you imagine the rest of that ride for that poor guy too? That's the other part of it. That had to be the longest trip for him ever. I'm intrigued by this, and I'm being careful with this because I'm a passenger in the vehicle right now. And we have joked is that some on occasion, Wendy's forgot to unbuckle me from the seatbelt. And I'm like, hey, can you let me out of the car, please? I can't get out of the car. And so we've joked about that one as well. So, yeah. And so, yes, we had someone text in and say, yes, totally in hot water. He wouldn't make it 5 minutes without his phone going off. Yes. And that's the part that seems weird to me is why didn't she call him? You know, I don't understand why she didn't call him and say, hey, you left me behind on this trip. And so, yes, we will do some more talking about this in a little bit. And I've been shocked by this story. So, oh my goodness. I think this husband would be in big, big trouble. We'll talk more about it. I'm just laughing about it. Don't forget to text in those birthdays and anniversaries. 608-355-9970. We'll be celebrating those with our celebrity birthdays at 7:40. It is that long weekend list, so we will pare that down. But if you know anyone celebrating today, tomorrow, or Sunday, text in those birthdays or anniversary wishes. We want to celebrate them with you. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. And speaking of texting, we have Blondie this morning. So again, text birthdays and anniversary, 608-355-9970. I don't know where the phone is, so you can't call me. Blondie on Max FM.
Don't cut my lifeline.
Put a doggy on a chain.
Don't bite the man. Wild or what you say?
Seven Max FM, more music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:27 on Friday morning. As a reminder, text in birthdays and anniversaries. We'll be celebrating today's and the weekend, 7:40. You can text those wishes in 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media. We've been talking about the husband who forgot his wife at a gas station and didn't realize it for 200 miles. I am thinking that had to be a long ride after that. And there's so many questions on, how did he not notice it? You know, that's the part. I'm curious what Emily's going to have to say about this one, because I think he'd be in trouble. And I'm thinking that the husband probably should have noticed it as well. And so that's the part I'm intrigued by, is how he didn't notice it, but also the fact that he did not get a call from her. So that's the part that's also odd in this story. And we don't know why. We know that the law enforcement said that it was legit, that it was an honest mistake. And so we're still a lot of questions on this. Again, text me and let me know your thoughts on the husband forgetting his wife for 200 miles. You can text in 608-355-9970, or you can text via the free Civic Media app. All texters can remain anonymous. We had a listener said her husband probably would do it on purpose, and she'd be calling him within 5 minutes. And we also had our listener bringing up something that her husband may have done by leaving her somewhere else. And yeah, I'm not going down that road. We'll save that one for after 3 o'clock this afternoon.
This is a crazy story. I'm just kind of reading over this because I was messing with tech stuff before when you were talking about it. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. Sound great on your end. Great. And isn't this crazy? I mean, and he left her behind. He didn't notice for 200 miles. And I was thinking to myself, wouldn't it be kind of quiet in the car if she wasn't there? And maybe she would have been sleeping because of the time of the morning, but she didn't call him either. So that's the other part that was weird. How much hot water would Rob be in if he forgot you somewhere, Emily?
No hot water, because it wouldn't happen, one. And two, it would be rectified in like 1 second. So that's not, yeah, my life, this doesn't exist. But I think there's also things that are mysterious about this. Like the 22-year-old daughter just sleeps through the whole thing. She sleeps through the stop, the leaving behind, and the 200 miles and doesn't notice. That seems odd.
That does seem odd. And the daughter was sleeping through the whole thing, which you'd have to be a pretty sound sleeper. I mean, it's hard to sleep in a car. And that's a part that I found that was extremely odd with this story. And then the fact that the wife didn't call him, which is also weird to me. I'm wondering what else precipitated this, right, Emily?
Yeah, I mean, this came out. This is just a story that came out. I mean, there's no answers yet. I mean, this is just out there, and this is brand new news, and there's no idea. Nobody having any idea what's happening with this. I mean, this is just like they haven't interviewed the guys, what I'm trying to get at here.
Yeah, so there's something more to this story, I'm thinking. And so we want our listeners to text in. Let us know your thoughts. If your spouse or significant other has ever left you behind, again, all texters remain anonymous. And your thoughts on this story, too. 608-355-9970, your text via the Free Civic Media app. And how upset would you be with the person driving if they left you behind as well, right, Emily?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to, that trip would be over. I could tell you that.
<It'd>
or that
a
individual
trip.
Who left me behind, that would, person would not be along on the trip any longer. They would have to find their own ride.
Yeah, we're going to continue talking about this morning. Emily, you'll be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate our weekend birthdays.
Sweet.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Good morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This Saturday, we have the Sauk County Youth Livestock Auction at the Sauk County Fair. Stop on out and support the youth from around the county by bidding on their animals and exhibits. That's at the Sauk County Fairgrounds this Saturday. Next weekend, on Tuesday, we have the Bob and Sandy Greenwood online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. On Wednesday, we have a real estate auction for a property located on Maple Avenue in Lime Ridge, and also a real estate auction open house for a property located on Highway 23 just north of Plain. Then on Friday, we have a drop-off day for our July farm consignment auction at our auction yard in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, vehicles, trailers, ATVs, UTVs, lawn and garden items, and much more. That's next Friday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m., the drop-off for our July consignment auction at our auction yard in Reedsburg. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
It's back to work for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, where the Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Nationals. At 50 wins and 43 losses, the Brewers in second place in the NL Central, just two games behind the first-place Cubs. The Brewers coming off that three-game sweep of the Dodgers. Now, with Freddie Peralta scheduled to pitch this Sunday, closer Trevor McGill will represent the team in the All-Star game next week.
Sweep the Dodgers at home, that's give the fans what they want, right? That was awesome. Glad to be a part of that, and then also with the news as well. Like, that's just some goal that I put out in the offseason. Here it is coming true.
The Nationals are in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. They fired their manager, Dave Martinez, and GM Mike Rizzo earlier in the week. Miguel Cairo named interim manager. Basketball, NBA Summer League action underway in Nevada. The Bucks with a 90-89 win over the Denver Nuggets last night. Jamari Bouye with a three-pointer at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms, some locally heavy rain. Our low 68 tomorrow. Scattered showers, thundershowers early, clearing in the afternoon with a high right around 82. Does your potty need a remodel? Get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower. Call today 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Baraboo's maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm walking, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every
dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nell and Millie. Birthdays and anniversaries are next. Bobby Brown on Max FM.
Because girl,
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:41 on your Friday morning. We've been talking about the husband who forgot his wife for 200 miles at a gas station in France and may or may not mess with our playlist a little bit. You know, the Proclaimers and Every Little Step by Bobby Brown. So, yeah, text us and let us know your thoughts about this. What would you do if your spouse or significant other left you behind on a road trip and didn't notice for 200 miles? Text and let us know your thoughts. We're going to celebrate some celebrity birthdays. Emily, let's start with today, July 11th. Who do you see on our list today?
Sure. Today on July 11th, which I have to say, July 11th seems like a nice round number. I like that. It would be great to have a birthday on July 11th. So Alessia Cara is 29 today, Best New Artist winner at the 2018 Grammys. Her songs are Here, Stay, Scars to Your Beautiful, and the Moana theme song, How Far I'll Go. David Henry is 36 today, Ted's future son on How I Met Your Mother, and Justin Russo on Wizards of Waverly Place. Rachel Taylor's 41 today. Trish Walker on Marvel's Jessica Jones. Sarinda Swan is also 41. Carla Dixon on Reacher. She was also on Graceland and Marvel's short-lived Inhumans TV series. All right. Apparently, they didn't care for that, whoever wrote this up for us. Who else do you see, Dave?
All right. So as we're looking on this, we have Justin Williams, 45, magician, comedian. Nada Octomom Suman is 50. Lil Kim, 51.
What?
Biggest hit, Lady Marmalade. We're going to play that with Pink and Mayan Christina Aguilera after we get done talking here momentarily. Yes, I'm messing with the playlist all morning long today.
The Grammys are here, so therefore you can just like kind of be like, I don't know what happened.
Oh, no, I know what happened. We got to play it. Let's see. We'll go through a couple more for today. Debbie Dunning, 59. Heidi, the Tool Time girl on Home Improvement. I remember Heidi.
Yeah, she's 59. Oh, my goodness. Goodness. Holy moly. All right. Suzanne Vega. Love her. She's 66. Of course, Luca and Tom's Diner were her biggest hits. Also big on the music business, Richie Sambora, 66 years old as well. He was the former Bon Jovi songwriter, guitarist. He had a lot of ladies that he liked, according to these notes from back in the day. Pretty famous names there. And then, wow, this is a big one. Giorgio Armani is 91. Of course, he's a fashion mogul out of Italy. Someone here thinks that the 80s would not have been the same without him. And we'll move on from the rest of that.
Exactly.
There's some sassy stuff on here.
Yeah, there's sassy in our list today. We're going to forward to July 12th. Rachel Brosnahan is 35. Lois Lane and James Gunn's new Superman movies. And so, yes, huge birthday there. Melissa O'Neill, 37. Lucy Chen on The Rookie. Natalie Martinez, 41. Deputy Linda Esquivel, Under the Dome. And Detective Murphy on APB. So, yeah, there's some good ones in there.
Yeah, I like this one. Topher Grace, 47 years old. He, of course, was Eric on that 70s show. And I didn't know that he played Venom in Spider-Man 3. Way to go switching the script around there, Topher. He was the boy next door guy on that 70s show, which I don't know if any of the reboots of those shows have been good, like that 90s show. I haven't watched them, but I just love that 70s show. I thought it was great.
Well, here's a big one. Michelle Rodriguez, 47. She is Letty in the Fast and Furious movie. So, yes, I had to mention that one. I've watched 9 of the 10 of them. Still need to watch number 10 yet. So that's on the list of things to do. Won't be this weekend, though.
We got a Dancing with the Stars. Christy Yamaguchi, 54. Of course, she was Olympic gold medalist. Figure skater, I believe. I remember watching that very closely. Also, Dancing with the Stars champion. I guess she won the 6th season, so good for her. I really appreciate that. And then there's one I wanted to hit up. Oh, Cheryl Ladd is 74. Chris Monroe on Charlie's Angels, 74. Oh,
I know. I saw that one. I'm like, no way. And, of course, here's another one. Lisa Nicole Carson, 56. She was Renee on Ellie McBeal. Yeah. So, yes.
Man, I mean, time is a-clicking on by, isn't it?
Oof. It is. Oh, and then the other one, Kimberly Perry is 42. The band Perry, the biggest hit, If I Die Young. So, yes, from the country genre, you know, we talk about them all here. So that is the celebrity birthdays for July 12th. We're going to look at the July 13th birthdays. Colton Haynes, 37. Detective Jack Samuels on The American Horror Story. And we have Stephen R. McQueen is 37. That is Steve McQueen's grandson. He played Jimmy Borelli on Chicago Fire. And so that is interesting. I never knew that connection until today, either. Emily.
I love Steve McQueen. So that's a name drop right there that's worth dropping.
Steve McQueen is like
an icon. So that's pretty cool. I didn't know that. Good for him. I mean, he's his namesake. So glad he got into acting as well. Michael Mondo is 44. Better Call Saul star. That show, I'm sorry. It's so great. What else? Oh. Tom Kenny, 63 years old. He is SpongeBob SquarePants.
I thought you were going
to
maybe...
there.
I thought maybe you were going to mention Ken Young. He was Mr. Chow in the Hangover movies.
Oh, there you go. Oh, my God. He is so funny. Oh, wow. Is he the one that jumps out of the trunk?
Yes, he is.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He is the one who jumps out of the trunk and just goes nuts on those guys. And he's got a very sordid character on all of those movies. The more you get into that trilogy, the more, you know, you go, whoa, he really is one of those guys. And that's the interesting part, because normally when you talk sequel or a trequel, they're not usually that good. In the Hangover series, they were all that good, in my humble opinion.
Oh, good to know. I haven't seen the other two, so I'll have to check it out.
What?
I don't watch sequels because of that exact reason. I just usually, there's so much stuff I'd like to watch, and it's rare that I get to sit and watch a whole movie. So
you gotta go watch those.
I have to be very particular when I choose.
Rob will love them.
Oh, yeah, we do. I mean, the first one, I think I've seen the first one like two or three times. So I do like it. I don't know, busy doing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I like this one. Spud Webb is 62. Former NBA star who won the 1986 slam dunk contest despite being just 5'7". Now, my dad always played basketball, and he would reference Spud Webb all the time because my dad's like 5'8 or 5'9". But he was a great basketball player, so he'd like to say that he was comparing himself to Spud Webb. Like,
that's
all right, Dad,
cool.
Go for it. I think that's fair. So yeah, he's Spud Webb, 62 today. So that's clicking on by there time wise. Let's see who else we have. Oh, earlier this week, I feel like we had the birthday of the other side of this duo. Cheech Marin is 79. Cheech and Chong legend. Cheech gets his name from chicharrón, which is Spanish for pork rind. I do know a friend of mine. Was a part of a family who made chicharrón from scratch, and so we talk about that stuff a lot. I'm not a big fan, but I know people go crazy for it, so, you know.
Most definitely.
More power to them. Just eat what you want. Enjoy your life, right? We did that at the fair this week. What your fair food picks were yesterday, so we'll have to hear about that, but
Talk about that maybe around 8:10.
Very good.
I behaved yesterday, so.
Oh, good.
Harrison Ford, 83. Roger McGuinn, 83, the Byrds lead singer, Turn, and many more. Mr. Tambourine Man, I'm pretty sure Kevin will be celebrating those at Saturdays at the 60s and 70s. And rounding out our list of celebrity birthdays, Patrick Stewart, 85, Professor Xavier, and Captain Jean-Luc Picard. So, yes, some huge celebrity birthdays. We do want to give a shout-out to a local birthday. Brad Luber is celebrating on Sunday. So if you see him and about on Sunday, wish him a happy birthday. Now, Emily,
absolutely,
we're going to have some more shenanigans this morning.
Oh, great.
So where you are, I talked about the guy who left his wife at the gas station. We'll continue to talk about that one because I just can't let that one go for some reason.
I really can't.
I know
he just
I can't.
Really
it's
wants
funny.
To know the truth. That what happened and how is
right.
this possible? And why did this woman not call her husband and light him up and then also, like, get him to turn around and come back and get her. So maybe she fell asleep or something. I don't know. It's so weird.
It is. The whole story is weird. But at 8:10, we're going to talk about French fries. So,
yes,
and how many the average American eats. It may be shocking. It may not be shocking. So we'll see. We're going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays. We're going to have, we're going to play Lady Marmalade and some Suzanne Vega, Emily. So you'll be back with us at 8:10.
Sweet. Looking forward to that.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Deals. Today's big deal of the day, D&S Party Tent Rentals. Create your ideal event with the perfect tent, tables, chairs, lighting, dance floors, and decor for your backyard wedding or party this summer. Your guests will be comfortable and protected from the elements with a tent from the expert team at D&S Party Tent Rentals. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he threw the boys back home, drinking Duro beers on a Friday.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Welcome to the Sauk County Fair. If you love the rides, head to the new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Enjoy this ultimate thrill ride near Wisconsin Dells. Open 10 to 10 every day. Fun for the whole family. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for ticket info and more.
The Iowa Waste Reduction Center will be hosting a free composting workshop on Friday, August 8th from 2 to 5 at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library in Baraboo. Come and get your hands dirty while learning how to make and use compost. Visit iwrc.uni.edu for information.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits. Maximum.
My soul, sisters. Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister.
Oh.
Hey, hey,
system in here.
I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. I think it's 'cause I'm clumsy. I try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm crazy. I try not to act too proud. Only hit till you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Walked into the door again. If you ask, that's what I'll say. It's not your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone. Nothing broken, nothing wrong. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Central Texas, crews digging through piles of debris to try to locate the more than 160 people still missing after catastrophic flooding.